think in the past we've had conferences, we've had meetings where nurses could attend. Marsden itself has had International Nurses Day, and there is like a conference where people attend at the Chelsea site, and we have different speakers to say about what their achievement has been and their life in the NHS and what it's like being a nurse in various different backgrounds. I think this year, obviously, and last year, it's been a little bit different, but I think a lot of social media has had a big role to play in how we communicate now. So I think Facebook, for instance, using Facebook to showcase and knowing other nurses as well. And I have done quite a lot of collaboration with international nurses, and I'm teaching nurses as well. My background is clinical trials, so I've been involved in that. And the Marsden has hosted international nurses from various countries, and I've been involved in that program. So it's all about a collaboration and sharing of information, and what works in one area is to share best practice as well.
A really fascinating insight into it from your perspective there. And how important is it to have this day every year to celebrate the work of our nurses? Obviously, we've been celebrating as much as we can the work you've been doing over the pandemic, but it happens as an annual event. Why is it important to remember what's been going on over the last year?
Because I think we have been sort of catapulted into the spotlight, if you like. I know it's our job and we chose this, but equally, it's an opportunity to, I think historically when I joined nursing, the roles were very curtailed. You know, it was medical, surgical nurses. I think nursing now has such a wide variety. You know, we have, you can become a nurse consultant. You know, you have so many opportunities and to share knowledge. And I think from my perspective, I have seen in research itself, the different avenues you can pursue. In fact, an example, just recently during this pandemic, one of my staff nurses, her daughter has gone into sports. But she knew her mum was a nurse, but she really didn't understand what her mum did. And then she visited us one day because she was helping volunteer for the vaccine program. And she started talking to me, and I was explaining what researchers are and what different avenues you can pursue. And now she has changed her course now and she's gone into nursing. And I thought, oh my goodness. So I think we still have a long way yet to go to get people involved and all the various aspects of the nurse. You can do business, you can do hands-on, you can be in management. It's just such an interesting way of working and meeting various people and listening to stories and sharing that. And I think that's quite refreshing. I think it's what's kept me in the job.
Such a fascinating insight. Thank you so much for your time. Happy International Nurses Day. Thank you very much, Angela Little.
You're very welcome.